Treatise, Reclaiming Talent, The African Brain Drain. Below, I'll begin by identifying 10 prominent African-born citizens in each of the specified categories who have achieved career prominence in non-African countries. I'll also provide details about their contributions and the impact they've had on their fields. Law. Kofi Annan, Ghana, former Secretary General of the United Nations, Annan played a crucial role in international law, advocating for peace and human rights. Unity Dow, Botswana, a judge and human rights activist, Dow has been instrumental in promoting gender equality and legal systems. Albie Sachs, South Africa, a former judge on the Constitutional Court of South Africa, Sachs played a key role in the anti-apartheid movement. Thuli Madonsela, South Africa, former public protector of South Africa, known for her integrity and fearless pursuit of justice. Willie Muchunga, Kenya, former Chief Justice of Kenya, known for his efforts to reform the judiciary. Fatou Bensouda, Gambia, former prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, known for her work in prosecuting war crimes. Akinwumi Adesina, Nigeria, president of the African Development Bank, focusing on legal frameworks for economic development. Folake Salonk, Nigeria, the first female senior advocate of Nigeria, known for her contributions to legal education. Abdulkawi Ahmed Yusuf, Somalia, former president of the International Court of Justice, known for his work in international law. Hassan Boubacar Diallo, Gambia, Chief Justice of Gambia and former prosecutor of the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. Finance. Tidjane Thiam, Côte d'Ivoire, former CEO of Credit Suisse, played a key role in global banking. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Nigeria, Director General of the World Trade Organization, former Finance Minister of Nigeria. Akinwumi Adesina, Nigeria, President of the African Development Bank, focusing on investment in agriculture. Trevor Manuel, South Africa, former Finance Minister of South Africa, key in economic policymaking. Donald Kaburuka, Rwanda, former President of the African Development Bank, known for his work in economic development. Sola David Bora, Nigeria, CEO of Africa Regions at Standard Bank Group. Maria Ramos, South Africa, former CEO of Absa Group, one of Africa's largest financial services groups. Mo Ibrahim, Sudan, founder of Keltel, a major telecommunications company, and the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, promoting leadership and governance in Africa. Sim Shabalala, South Africa, CEO of Standard Bank Group, focusing on African financial markets. Thiam Alassane, Senegal, economist and former director of the African Department at the International Monetary Fund. Arts and Culture Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, Nigeria, renowned author and advocate for African literature and culture. Wole Soyinka, Nigeria, Nobel Prize-winning playwright and poet. Yinka Shonibare, Nigeria/UK, dash artist known for his exploration of colonialism and globalization. Trevor Noah, South Africa, comedian and host of The Daily Show, bringing African perspectives to global audiences. Alec Weck, South Sudan, supermodel and UN Goodwill Ambassador. Jimon Hunsu, Benin, actor known for his roles in Hollywood films, promoting African culture. Angelique Kidjo, Benin, Grammy Award-winning singer and activist. Kehinde Wiley, Nigeria/USA, dash artist known for his vibrant portraits, including the official portrait of President Barack Obama. Lupita Nyong'o, Kenya, Academy Award-winning actress and advocate for African women in the arts. Youssou N'Dour, Senegal, musician and former Minister of Tourism and Culture in Senegal. Medicine Denis Mukwege, Democratic Republic of Congo, Nobel Prize-winning gynecologist known for his work with victims of sexual violence. Magdi Yacoub, Egypt/UK, dash leading heart surgeon and professor of cardiothoracic surgery. Saganet Kelamu, Ethiopia, molecular plant pathologist, focusing on improving agriculture in developing countries. Paul Farmer, Liberia/USA, dash physician and anthropologist, co-founder of Partners in Health. Malagapuru William Makoba, South Africa, immunologist and public health advocate. Ngugi wa Thiong'o, Kenya, renowned writer and social activist in the field of mental health. Matshidiso Moeti, Botswana, WHO Regional Director for Africa, focusing on public health initiatives. Awa Marie Cole Sek, Senegal, Minister of Health in Senegal, known for her work in infectious diseases. Agnes Binigwaho, Rwanda, pediatrician and Rwanda's former Minister of Health. Alufan Milayo Olopade, Nigeria/USA-oncologist and researcher in breast cancer. Politics Kofi Annan, Ghana, former Secretary General of the United Nations. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberia, first elected female head of state in Africa, former President of Liberia. Thabo Mbeki, South Africa, former President of South Africa, known for his diplomatic efforts. Haile Mariam Desalegn, Ethiopia, former Prime Minister of Ethiopia, focusing on democratic reforms. Amina J. Mohamed, Nigeria, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations. Mo Ibrahim, Sudan, founder of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, promoting good governance in Africa. Hage Geingob, Namibia, President of Namibia, focusing on economic development and equality. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, South Africa, politician and former chairperson of the African Union Commission. Raila Odinga, Kenya, former Prime Minister of Kenya, known for his efforts in reconciliation and democracy. Phumzile Mlambo Ngcuka, South Africa, United Nations Under Secretary General and Executive Director of UN Women. Akademia Wole Soyinka, Nigeria, Nobel Prize-winning writer and academic. Achille Mbembe, Cameroon, philosopher and political theorist. Ngugi wa Thiong'o, Kenya, writer and academic, focusing on African languages and literature. The African Diaspora and the Dual Impact of Success Abroad. The African diaspora represents a rich tapestry of talent, innovation, and cultural diversity. Many African-born individuals have achieved prominence in various fields such as law, finance, arts, culture, medicine, politics, and academia in non-African countries. While their successes are a testament to their individual capabilities and the opportunities they have seized, they also raise questions about the impact on Africa itself. Does their success abroad help build brand Africa, or does it represent lost talent that could have enriched the continent? The dual impact, enrichment and loss. Enrichment, building brand Africa. Global representation, prominent African personalities act as ambassadors for the continent, showcasing African talent, culture, and potential on the world stage. Economic contributions, through remittances, investments, and philanthropy, many in the diaspora contribute financially to their home countries. Knowledge transfer, some individuals engage in initiatives that facilitate the transfer of skills, knowledge, and technology back to Africa, fostering development and innovation. Advocacy and diplomacy, influential Africans abroad often advocate for African interests in international forums, promoting policies that benefit the continent. Inspiration and mentorship, their success stories inspire future generations in Africa, providing role models and mentors for aspiring professionals. Loss, the challenge of brain drain. Lost human capital, the emigration of highly skilled individuals represents a loss of human capital that could have directly contributed to development within Africa. Dependency on foreign talent, the departure of skilled professionals may lead to a dependency on foreign expertise, hindering the growth of local talent and industries. Aging and relevance, as mentioned, some may return after they have aged and no longer possess knowledge and skills that are relevant and needed, missing the opportunity to contribute at their peak. Economic impact, the loss of skilled workers can have economic consequences, affecting sectors such as healthcare, education, and technology. Strategies for reclaiming talent. Creating opportunities at home, by fostering a conducive environment for innovation, entrepreneurship, and professional growth, African nations can attract and retain talent. Diaspora engagement, building strong connections with the diaspora, encouraging them to invest, mentor, and collaborate with local institutions. Educational and professional partnerships, Facilitating partnerships between African institutions and those in countries where the diaspora thrives can promote knowledge exchange and capacity building. Policy interventions, implementing policies that recognize and leverage the potential of the diaspora, including incentives for return and engagement. The successes of prominent African-born individuals abroad present a complex picture of both enrichment and loss for the continent. While they contribute to building Brand Africa and offer various forms of support, the challenge of brain drain remains a pressing concern. Addressing this dual impact requires a multifaceted approach that recognizes the potential of the diaspora as a valuable asset. By creating opportunities, fostering engagement, and implementing strategic policies, Africa can reclaim its talent and harness the full potential of its skilled workforce for the benefit of the continent. The stories of those who have achieved prominence abroad are not merely tales of individual triumph. They are part of a larger narrative that speaks to the aspirations, challenges, and potential of Africa. Their successes are a call to action, urging the continent to embrace its talent, whether at home or abroad, and to weave it into the fabric of a thriving, resilient, and prosperous Africa. The African diaspora and citizenship, a historical perspective. The migration of Africans to other countries, particularly to the West, has been a significant trend since the 1950s. This migration has led to a growing diaspora, contributing to the cultural, economic, and social fabric of host countries. However, the question of citizenship and the relinquishment of African citizenship in favor of new host countries is a subject that requires careful examination. The growth of the African diaspora. Migration patterns, since the 1950s, political, economic, and social factors have driven many Africans to seek opportunities abroad. This has led to a substantial increase in the African immigrant population in countries such as the United States. Citizenship status, according to Pew Research Center, just over half of African-born Black immigrants in the U.S. hold citizenship, 55%. Between 2000 and 2019, the Black African immigrant population in the U.S. grew 246%, from about 600,000 to 2.0 million. Historical context: the late 1950s marked a period of decolonization and political upheaval in many African countries. This led to increased migration, with some individuals and families choosing to adopt the citizenship of their host countries. The dual impact of citizenship. Integration and identity: gaining citizenship in a host country often facilitates integration, access to opportunities, and the ability to fully participate in the civic life of the new country. It also raises questions about identity and connection to one's country of origin. Economic contributions: many African immigrants contribute economically to both their host countries and their countries of origin through remittances, investments, and business ventures. Cultural exchange: the African diaspora plays a vital role in cultural exchange, enriching the cultural landscape of host countries while maintaining connections to African heritage. Political considerations: the decision to relinquish African citizenship may be influenced by political considerations, including stability, governance, and legal rights in both the host country and the country of origin. Challenges and considerations. Data limitations. Comprehensive data on the number of Africans who have given up their African citizenship since the 1950s is limited. This makes it challenging to quantify the exact impact of this phenomenon. Policy implications. Understanding the factors that influence citizenship decisions can inform policies related to migration, integration, and diaspora engagement. Emotional and cultural factors: the decision to change citizenship is deeply personal and may involve complex emotional and cultural considerations. The question of how many Africans have given up their African citizenship since the 1950s cannot be answered with a specific number. However, the exploration of this subject reveals a rich tapestry of migration, identity, economic contribution, and cultural exchange. The African diaspora represents a dynamic and multifaceted community that contributes to the global landscape. Understanding the complexities of citizenship within this context requires a nuanced approach that considers historical, social, economic, and personal factors. The story of African migration and citizenship is not merely a matter of numbers, it is a narrative that speaks to the human experience, the pursuit of opportunity, the challenges of identity, and the interconnectedness of our global community. It is a story that continues to unfold, shaping and being shaped by the world in which we live. The African brain drain, impact on innovation and economic growth. The migration of skilled professionals from Africa to other parts of the world has been a persistent trend for several decades. While this migration has led to individual success stories, it also raises concerns about the loss of talent and its effects on the continent's ability to innovate and grow economically. What is the multifaceted impact of the brain drain on Africa's innovative capacity and economic development? The loss of talent, an overview. Scale and scope. The brain drain from Africa affects various sectors, including healthcare, education, technology, engineering, and finance. It involves the migration of professionals seeking better opportunities, higher wages, and improved living conditions. Drivers. Factors driving the brain drain include political instability, lack of opportunities, inadequate infrastructure, and limited investment in research and development. Diaspora. The African diaspora represents a diverse and talented community that contributes to the global landscape. However, the loss of this talent from the continent poses challenges. Impact on innovation. Loss of expertise. The departure of skilled professionals leads to a loss of expertise that could contribute to research, development, and innovation within Africa. Limited research and development. Reduced investment in research and development, coupled with the loss of skilled researchers, hampers the ability to innovate and develop new technologies. Dependency on foreign technology. The lack of local innovation may lead to dependency on foreign technology and expertise, limiting the ability to tailor solutions to local needs. Potential for collaboration. On the positive side, the diaspora can act as a bridge, fostering collaboration and knowledge exchange between Africa and the global community. Impact on economic growth. Human capital deficit. The loss of skilled workers creates a human capital deficit that can affect productivity, efficiency, and competitiveness. Healthcare and education. The emigration of healthcare and education professionals has direct implications for public services, affecting the quality of healthcare and education. Remittances. While the diaspora often sends remittances back home, contributing to household income, this does not necessarily translate into sustainable economic development. Investment in entrepreneurship. The loss of entrepreneurs and business professionals may limit the growth of local industries and the ability to attract investment. Potential for return and investment. Some members of the diaspora may choose to return or invest in Africa, bringing skills, capital, and connections that can spur growth. Strategies to reclaim benefits. Creating opportunities, investing in education, research, infrastructure, and entrepreneurship can create opportunities that attract and retain talent. Engaging the diaspora, building connections with the diaspora, encouraging collaboration, investment, and knowledge transfer. Policy interventions, implementing policies that recognize the value of skilled professionals and create an enabling environment for innovation and growth. Regional collaboration, fostering regional collaboration within Africa to leverage shared resources, expertise, and markets. The loss of talent from Africa is a complex issue with implications for innovation and economic growth. While it presents challenges, it also offers opportunities for engagement, collaboration, and strategic intervention. The question of whether the brain drain is hindering Africa's innovative capacity and economic growth does not have a simple answer. It requires a nuanced understanding of the underlying factors, the interconnectedness of global dynamics, and the potential for leveraging the diaspora's contributions. Addressing the brain drain requires a multifaceted approach that goes beyond lamenting the loss of talent. It calls for a proactive and strategic effort to create opportunities, engage the diaspora, and build a resilient and innovative Africa that can harness its human capital for sustainable development. The story of Africa's brain drain is not just a tale of loss, it is a narrative of potential, resilience, and the power of human capital. It is a story that challenges Africa to look inward, to innovate, and to grow, embracing its talent as a vital asset and shaping a prosperous future. Understanding the African brain drain, causes, implications, and strategies. The term brain drain refers to the emigration of educated and skilled individuals from one country to another. In the context of Africa, this phenomenon has been observed across various sectors, including healthcare, academia, technology, and finance. Understanding why brain drain happens is essential for devising strategies to harness the potential of Africa's human capital. Why does brain drain happen? Brains go where the money is. Economic opportunities. Many skilled professionals seek opportunities in countries where they can earn higher wages and enjoy better living standards. Investment in research and development. Countries that invest in research, innovation, and technology often attract skilled professionals looking for opportunities to contribute and grow. Employment prospects. The availability of jobs in specialized fields can be a significant pull factor for skilled workers. Brains go where brains are valued. Intellectual fulfillment. Skilled professionals may be drawn to environments where they can collaborate with peers, engage in cutting-edge research, and contribute to innovation. Recognition and respect. The value placed on expertise, creativity, and intellectual contribution can be a significant factor in attracting talent. Quality of life. Factors such as work-life balance, social welfare, education, and healthcare can influence decisions to migrate. Political stability and governance. The political climate, rule of law, and governance can affect the attractiveness of a country for skilled professionals. Implications of brain drain. Loss of human capital. The departure of skilled professionals represents a loss of valuable human resources that could contribute to development. Impact on public services. Sectors such as healthcare and education may suffer from a shortage of skilled professionals. Economic consequences. The loss of entrepreneurs, scientists, and innovators can hinder economic growth and competitiveness. Cultural and social impact. Brain drain can have cultural and social implications, affecting the fabric of communities and the continuity of traditions and knowledge. Strategies to regain benefits. Investing in education and research, creating centers of excellence, investing in research and development, and fostering innovation can attract and retain talent. Competitive wages and incentives. Offering competitive salaries, benefits, and professional development opportunities can make staying in Africa an attractive option. Diaspora engagement. Building connections with the diaspora and encouraging collaboration, investment, and knowledge transfer can leverage the potential of those who have emigrated. Good governance and stability. Creating a stable political environment and implementing policies that value and support skilled professionals can enhance retention. Regional collaboration. Fostering collaboration within Africa can create synergies, share resources, and build a supportive environment for skilled professionals. The brain drain from Africa is not a simple matter of brains going where the money is or where they are valued. It is a complex interplay of economic, intellectual, social, and political factors. Understanding this complexity is essential for crafting strategies that can harness the potential of Africa's skilled workforce. The challenge of brain drain is not insurmountable. It calls for a concerted effort to create opportunities, value talent, foster collaboration, and build a resilient and vibrant Africa. The story of Africa's brain drain is not just a narrative of loss, it is a call to action, a challenge to innovate, and an opportunity to shape a future where brains are nurtured, valued, and empowered to contribute to the continent's growth and prosperity. Brain gain, understanding the migration of African talent. Brain gain refers to the influx of educated and skilled individuals into a country or region, often from less developed areas. This migration pattern contrasts with brain drain, where talent leaves a region. The phenomenon of brain gain has significant implications for both the sending and receiving countries. In the context of Africa, understanding brain gain involves examining the migration of skilled Africans to other parts of the world. What is brain gain? Definition: brain gain is the acquisition of human capital through the immigration of skilled professionals. It represents an enrichment of the intellectual and professional landscape of the receiving country. Contrast with brain drain. While brain drain refers to the loss of talent from a region, brain gain focuses on the receiving end of this migration, where skills and expertise are added to the local workforce. Multifaceted impact. Brain gain has economic, social, cultural, and political dimensions, affecting various aspects of the receiving country's development. Beneficiaries of brain gain. Receiving countries. Countries that attract skilled professionals benefit from their expertise, innovation, and contributions to various sectors such as healthcare, technology, academia, and finance. Industries and sectors. Specific industries may thrive due to the influx of skilled workers, enhancing competitiveness and driving growth. Local workforce. The local workforce may benefit from collaboration, knowledge exchange, and mentorship from skilled immigrants. Diaspora networks. The diaspora can act as a bridge between the receiving country and the country of origin, fostering collaboration, investment, and cultural exchange. Historical origins. Post-World War II era. The trend of brain gain can be traced back to the post-World War II era, with increased mobility and globalization. Decolonization in Africa. The late 1950s and 1960s marked a period of political change in Africa, leading to increased migration of skilled professionals. Globalization and technological advancements. The rise of globalization and technological advancements has facilitated the movement of skilled workers across borders. The current state of brain gain. Global competition for talent. In today's world, there is intense competition for skilled professionals, with countries implementing policies to attract talent. African diaspora. The African diaspora represents a diverse and talented community contributing to various fields worldwide. Challenges and opportunities. While brain gain presents opportunities for receiving countries, it also raises ethical considerations, such as potential exploitation and inequality. Potential for collaboration. The current era offers opportunities for collaboration between the diaspora and African countries, leveraging skills and connections for mutual benefit. Brain gain is a complex and multifaceted phenomenon that has shaped the global landscape of talent migration. In the context of Africa, understanding brain gain requires a nuanced examination of the migration of skilled professionals, the beneficiaries, the historical context, and the current state of this trend. The story of brain gain is not merely a tale of movement, it is a narrative of human potential, collaboration, innovation, and global interconnectedness. It challenges us to look beyond borders, to recognize the value of human capital, and to embrace the opportunities and responsibilities that come with the global migration of talent. In a world where knowledge and skills are vital assets, brain gain offers a lens through which to explore the dynamics of development, growth, and human endeavor. It is a story that continues to unfold, reflecting the ever-changing tapestry of our global community, reversing the brain drain, the return of the African diaspora. The migration of skilled professionals from Africa to other parts of the world has been a significant trend for several decades. However, recent years have seen growing interest in the potential reversal of this brain drain. This treatise explores whether Africa is witnessing a return of its diaspora and the impact of this potential reversal on the continent's development. Is there a reversal of brain drain? Evidence of return. There are anecdotal reports and studies indicating a trend of skilled Africans returning to their home countries. Factors such as economic growth, political stability, and personal connections may contribute to this trend. Diaspora engagement. Many African countries are actively engaging with their diaspora communities, encouraging investment, collaboration, and return. Challenges and barriers. Despite the potential for return, challenges such as bureaucratic hurdles, lack of opportunities, and social reintegration may hinder the reversal of brain drain. African descendants born abroad. In addition to African-born immigrants, some descendants of Africans born in other countries are exploring connections with their ancestral lands, contributing skills, and engaging in cultural exchange. Contributions of the returning diaspora. Skills and expertise. Returning members of the diaspora often bring valuable skills, expertise, and experience that can contribute to various sectors. Capital and investment. Many returnees engage in entrepreneurship, investment, and business development, injecting capital into local economies. Networks and collaboration. The diaspora's global connections can foster collaboration, knowledge exchange, and access to international markets. Cultural and social impact. The return of the diaspora can enrich the cultural landscape, foster social cohesion, and strengthen ties between Africa and the global community. Implications for development. Economic growth. The return of skilled professionals and entrepreneurs can drive economic growth, innovation, and competitiveness. Healthcare and education. The return of healthcare and education professionals can enhance the quality of public services. Policy considerations: governments may need to implement policies that facilitate return, recognize qualifications, and provide support for reintegration. Ethical considerations: the potential reversal of brain drain raises ethical considerations, such as equity, inclusion, and the responsible engagement of the diaspora. The question of whether Africa is seeing a reversal of brain drain is complex and multifaceted. While there are indications of a trend toward return, it is not uniform across the continent, and challenges remain. The potential return of the African diaspora, including African descendant people born in other countries, presents opportunities and responsibilities. It calls for strategic engagement, thoughtful policymaking, and a recognition of the diverse contributions that the diaspora can make. The story of reversing brain drain is not just a narrative of return, it is a journey of connection, contribution, growth, and resilience. It reflects the dynamic interplay of global forces, individual aspirations, and collective endeavor. In a world where talent is a vital asset, the potential reversal of brain drain from Africa offers a window into the future of the continent. It challenges Africa to embrace its diaspora, to nurture its human capital, and to build a future where skills, networks, capital, and training are harnessed for the shared prosperity of the continent and its people. The African Diaspora: A Comprehensive Analysis of Migration Patterns in 2022. The migration of African nationals to other parts of the world has been a subject of extensive study and debate. Understanding the scale and dynamics of this migration is essential for policymakers, economists, and social scientists. This treatise provides a detailed analysis of the number of African nationals living and working outside of Africa in 2022, drawing on recent data and trends. African Migration Trends in 2022. 1. Scale of Migration. Intra-African migration: most African migration remains within the continent. Around 21 million documented Africans live in another African country, a figure likely underestimated due to tracking limitations. Migration to Europe: approximately 11 million African migrants live in Europe, with North Africans, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, comprising over 5 million of this number. Migration to the Middle East and Northern America: almost 5 million Africans reside in the Middle East, and more than 3 million in Northern America. 2. Driving factors. Push factors: conflict, repressive governance, limited economic opportunities, and environmental impacts are primary drivers of migration. Pull factors: proximity, established diasporas, and economic opportunities influence migration decisions. 3. Economic considerations. Employment and despair: surveys reveal that many African migrants were employed or in school before departure but felt despair over economic prospects. 4. Climate and vulnerability. Climate change impact: the World Bank projects 86 million climate change migrants in Africa by 2050, affecting seasonal migrant workers in agriculture, mining, and fishing. 5. Irregular migration and human rights concerns. Stranded migrants: COVID-19-related border closures and travel restrictions have impacted mobility, leading to human rights abuses and exploitation. Implications and considerations. Economic development: the migration of skilled workers and entrepreneurs can have both positive and negative impacts on the economic development of African countries. Social and cultural dynamics: migration patterns influence social cohesion, cultural exchange, and the relationship between Africa and the global community. Policy and governance: effective policies are needed to manage migration, protect rights, and leverage the potential benefits of the diaspora. Ethical and humanitarian concerns: addressing the challenges faced by migrants, including exploitation, trafficking, and vulnerability, requires concerted ethical and humanitarian efforts. The migration of African nationals outside of Africa in 2022 is a complex phenomenon shaped by various economic, political, social, and environmental factors. With an estimated 39 million Africans living outside the continent, the implications are far-reaching. Understanding these migration patterns is not merely a statistical exercise, it is a window into the aspirations, challenges, and opportunities faced by millions of individuals. It calls for a nuanced and empathetic approach that recognizes the human stories behind the numbers. In a world where mobility is both a necessity and a choice, the story of African migration in 2022 is a reflection of global interconnectedness, shared responsibility, and the ongoing quest for a better life. It challenges us to think beyond borders and to engage with migration as a dynamic and multifaceted aspect of our shared human experience. The African Migration to the West, a Historical Perspective. The migration of African nationals to Western countries such as Great Britain, France, Canada, and the United States has been a significant phenomenon in the global migration landscape. This treatise explores the historical trends of African migration to these countries since 1950, examining the underlying factors, patterns, and implications. Historical Overview. 1. The Great Migration Era. Transatlantic Slave Trade. The history of African migration is tied to the transatlantic slave trade, often referred to as the Great Migration. Colonial Era. During the colonial era, African migrants were forced to work on farmlands in the Americas, primarily in Brazil and the Caribbean. World Wars. During the World Wars, African soldiers and workers were recruited to support the military in Europe. 2. Post-World War Era. Migration to France. 6 years after World War I, around 100,000 Algerians were already working and living in France. About 250,000 North Africans migrated to France in the 1950s to supplement post-war labor scarcity. Colonial mentality. The African migration pattern of today is owed to colonization and post-colonization links with past colonial powers. 3. Modern trends. Economic crisis and ambitions. African migration is propelled majorly by economic crises, individual ambitions, political and armed violence. Irregular migration. Irregular migration to Europe reached its peak in 2015 with about 1.8 million migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. This number has significantly declined to fewer than 200,000 due to stricter border laws. Globalization. Globalization plays a pivotal role in modern migration trends, being a major driving force. Implications and considerations. Economic contributions. Receiving countries in Europe remain the top gainers through migrants' economic contributions. Brain drain. Sending countries are worried about brain drain and the loss of the young working population to international migration. Socioeconomic consequences. Receiving countries are bothered by the socioeconomic consequences of hosting migrants' influx. Migration and prosperity. Migration remains central to Africa's socioeconomic landscape, enhancing prosperity and means of livelihood. The trend of African migration to countries like Great Britain, France, Canada, and the United States since 1950 is a complex and multifaceted phenomenon. It reflects a rich tapestry of historical, economic, social, and political factors that have shaped the lives of millions of individuals. Understanding this trend requires a nuanced examination of the push and pull factors, the evolving patterns, and the broader global context. It also calls for a thoughtful consideration of the ethical, humanitarian, and policy dimensions of migration. In a world that continues to grapple with the challenges and opportunities of migration, the story of African migration to the West serves as a vital lens through which to explore the interconnectedness of our global community. It is a story that resonates with the broader human quest for dignity, opportunity, and a better life. It is a story that continues to unfold, shaping the future of our world in profound and lasting ways. Gender disparities in African migration, a comparative analysis. The migration of African nationals to Western countries has been a subject of extensive study and debate. However, the gender dimension of this migration often remains underexplored. This treatise delves into the gender disparities in African migration trends, particularly focusing on the experiences of women compared to men. It draws comparisons between the trends and highlights the unique challenges and opportunities faced by women in the migration process. Gendered perspectives in migration. 1. Historical context. Traditional views. Historically, migration was often seen as a male-dominated phenomenon, with women perceived as passive followers of male migrants. Feminist perspectives. The feminist movement challenged this view, emphasizing the active role of women in migration and their unique experiences. 2. Women's migration patterns. Economic independence. For some women, migration may mean an increase in social mobility, economic independence, and relative autonomy. Domestic workers. The demand for female domestic workers in North America, the Middle East, and Europe has led to specific migration flows of women. 3. Challenges faced by migrant women. Discrimination. Migrant women face pervasive, intersecting forms of discrimination that impact their well-being and safety at all stages of their journey. Family dynamics. The responsibilities of women as wives and mothers influence their migration decisions, often limiting their opportunities compared to men. 4. Men versus women in migration. Decision-making. Men are often seen as the primary decision-makers in migration, reflecting traditional gender roles. Labor force participation. Women are less likely than men to participate in the labor force of the host country, reflecting gendered responsibilities. Implications and considerations. Understanding gender dynamics, incorporating gender into migration theory helps explain the conditions under which women migrate and their predominance in certain labor flows. Gender-neutral versus gender-specific. Recognizing that migration is not a gender-neutral process is essential to understanding differential outcomes for men and women. Policy considerations. Gender-sensitive policies are needed to address the unique challenges faced by migrant women and ensure their rights and well-being. The comparison of gender disparities in African migration trends reveals a complex and nuanced picture. Women's experiences in migration are shaped by a multitude of factors, including social norms, economic opportunities, family dynamics, and systemic discrimination. Understanding these gender disparities is not just an academic exercise, it has real-world implications for policy, practice, and the lives of millions of migrant women. It calls for a more inclusive and empathetic approach to migration, one that recognizes the diversity of experiences and strives to create a more equitable and just migration landscape. In a world where migration continues to be a defining feature of our globalized society, the gender lens offers a vital perspective. It challenges us to see migration not just as a movement of people but as a reflection of our shared humanity, our values, and our aspirations. It invites us to imagine a world where migration is not just about crossing borders but about bridging divides, fostering understanding, and building a more inclusive and compassionate world. The multifaceted cost of brain drain to Africa. The term brain drain refers to the emigration of highly skilled and educated individuals from one country to another. In the context of Africa, brain drain has become a significant concern, with a substantial number of professionals leaving the continent for opportunities elsewhere. This treatise explores the cost of this phenomenon to Africa, considering various dimensions of loss. Economic cost. Loss of investment in education. African governments invest heavily in the education of their citizens. When these educated individuals leave, the return on investment is lost. For example, the cost of medical and nursing education in some African countries can be as high as $114,000 per physician. Impact on innovation. The departure of skilled professionals hampers innovation and technological advancement within the continent. The loss of innovative ideas and entrepreneurial spirit can stifle economic growth. Remittances. While remittances from the diaspora can provide financial support, they do not necessarily compensate for the loss of skills and innovation. The economic benefits of having skilled professionals contribute directly to the local economy often outweigh remittances. Social cost. Healthcare crisis. The migration of healthcare professionals has led to a shortage of medical staff in many African countries. This has serious implications for healthcare access and quality. Educational impact. The loss of educators and academics can affect the quality of education, hindering the development of future generations. Social cohesion. The departure of community leaders and professionals can weaken social structures and community cohesion. Developmental cost. Impact on sustainable development goals, SDGs. Brain drain can hinder progress towards achieving the SDGs, particularly in areas such as health, education, and economic growth. Loss of leadership and governance. The emigration of skilled professionals can lead to a lack of leadership and governance capacity, affecting the ability to implement effective policies and reforms. Psychological cost. Loss of identity and culture. The departure of skilled individuals can lead to a loss of cultural identity and heritage. the connection between the diaspora and their home country may weaken over time. Impact on families. Families left behind may suffer from emotional and financial strain, affecting overall well-being. Strategies to mitigate the cost. Creating opportunities. Governments and organizations must work to create opportunities for skilled professionals within Africa, including competitive salaries, research opportunities, and career development. Diaspora engagement. Engaging with the diaspora and encouraging them to contribute to their home countries through knowledge transfer, investment, or temporary returns can help mitigate the loss. International collaboration. Collaboration between sending and receiving countries can include agreements on training, compensation, and ethical recruitment practices. The cost of brain drain to Africa is multifaceted, encompassing economic, social, developmental, and psychological dimensions. It represents a significant challenge to the continent's growth and development. Addressing this issue requires a comprehensive approach that recognizes the complexity of the problem and seeks to create an environment where skilled professionals can thrive within Africa. It calls for collaboration, innovation, and a commitment to building a future where the potential of Africa's human capital is fully realized. The cost of brain drain is not just a number, it's a reflection of lost opportunities, unrealized potential, and a call to action for a more inclusive and prosperous Africa. It's a challenge that requires collective effort, empathy, and a vision for a brighter future. The cost of losing Africa's skilled workforce, a comprehensive analysis. The migration of skilled Africans to other nations, particularly during their most productive years, has been a persistent trend with far-reaching consequences. This treatise delves into the multifaceted cost of this phenomenon, considering the loss of skills, talents, government-subsidized education, and innovative ideas. Economic cost. Investment in education. African governments invest substantial resources in education. When skilled individuals emigrate, the return on this investment is lost to other nations. The cost is not just financial but also includes the loss of potential contributions to local industries and research. Loss of innovation and entrepreneurship. Skilled individuals often drive innovation and entrepreneurship. Their departure can stifle local innovation, hindering economic growth and competitiveness. Impact on GDP. The loss of skilled workers can directly affect GDP. A study by the World Bank estimated that a 10% increase in the emigration rate of skilled workers could lead to a 1.5% decline in GDP per capita in some African countries. Social cost. Healthcare. The immigration of healthcare professionals has led to a shortage in many African countries, affecting healthcare delivery and increasing the burden on remaining staff. Education. The loss of educators can impact the quality of education, limiting opportunities for future generations. Community development. Skilled individuals often play vital roles in community development. Their departure can leave a void in leadership and social cohesion. Developmental cost. Sustainable development. The loss of skilled professionals can hinder progress towards sustainable development, affecting goals related to health, education, innovation, and economic growth. Infrastructure development. Skilled engineers, architects, and planners are essential for infrastructure development. Their absence can slow down critical projects. Psychological and cultural cost. Family separation. The departure of skilled individuals often leads to family separation, with psychological impacts on both the emigrants and their families left behind. Cultural disconnect. The loss of cultural ambassadors and leaders can lead to a weakening of cultural identity and heritage. Strategies to address the cost. Creating opportunities. Providing competitive opportunities within Africa can retain talent. This includes creating research hubs, supporting startups, and offering competitive salaries. Engaging the diaspora. Building connections with the diaspora and encouraging them to contribute through remote work, mentorship, or investment can mitigate the loss. Collaborative agreements. Bilateral agreements with receiving countries can facilitate knowledge transfer, ethical recruitment, and potential compensation. The cost of losing Africa's skilled workforce in their most productive years is profound and multifaceted. It transcends economic figures, affecting social structures, development goals, and cultural identity. Addressing this challenge requires a holistic approach that recognizes the complexity of the issue and seeks to create an environment conducive to growth and opportunity within Africa. The story of Africa's brain drain is not just a tale of loss, it's a call to action. It's an invitation to reimagine the future, to invest in human capital, and to build bridges that connect, empower, and inspire. It's a challenge that Africa must face with determination, creativity, and a vision for a future where its skilled workforce is a driving force for positive change. This treatise aimed to explore the phenomenon of brain drain in Africa, focusing on the African nations that are most affected by this issue. I will delve into the primary reasons why skilled professionals are leaving these countries and provide a summary of the major points, along with recommendations for African development. Top 10 African nations affected by brain drain. Somalia, index points, 8.7. Eritrea, index points, 8.5. Chad, index points, 8.0. Mali, index points, 7.8. Sudan, index points, 7.8. Cape Verde, index points, 7.7. Lesotho, index points, 7.6. São Tomé and Príncipe, index points, 7.6. Morocco, index points, 7.4. Mozambique, index points, 7.4. The Human Flight and Brain Drain Index considers the economic impact of human displacement for economic or political reasons and the consequences this may have on a country's development. The higher the index, the greater the human displacement. Primary reasons for leaving. While the specific reasons may vary by country, some common factors contribute to the brain drain in these nations. Economic opportunities. Lack of job opportunities and low wages drive professionals to seek better prospects abroad. Political instability. Unstable political environments can lead to insecurity and prompt individuals to leave. Educational and professional development. Limited access to advanced education and professional growth opportunities can push individuals to pursue these in other countries. Healthcare system challenges, particularly in the medical field, professionals may leave due to inadequate facilities and support. Quality of life, issues related to living standards, safety, and social services can also influence the decision to emigrate. Summary and recommendations. The brain drain phenomenon in Africa is a complex issue with multifaceted causes and implications. The top 10 countries listed above are experiencing significant losses in their skilled workforce, impacting various sectors including healthcare, engineering, academics, and more. Recommendations. Invest in education and training. Enhancing educational opportunities and professional development within the country can retain talent. Improve economic conditions. Creating job opportunities and offering competitive wages can make staying in the country more appealing. Strengthen political stability. Ensuring a stable and secure political environment can reduce the urge to leave. Enhance quality of life. Investing in social services, healthcare, and overall living standards can contribute to retaining skilled professionals. Foster collaboration with diaspora. Engaging with those who have left and leveraging their skills and networks can still benefit the country. In conclusion, addressing the brain drain requires a comprehensive approach that considers the unique challenges and opportunities within each country. By understanding the underlying reasons and implementing targeted strategies, African nations can work towards retaining their skilled workforce and leveraging it for development and growth. We have published other informative posts on Invention School's website which may interest you. To view our entire catalog of over 800 posts, go to Invention School. Tech. Mechanical/solar engineer, Professor Oku Singer.